Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Wonderful song, Family Reunion. Welcome to the show today. My name is Marva Smead, and you are watching and listening on Blog Talk Radio 2 from Marva with Love. I like to start out my shows by saying, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Come rain or shine, it is a beautiful day, and y'all, it is Fabulous Friday. So what a blessing it is. You know, it has been really busy. And first of all, I want to say thank you to all of the people who have called, sent texts. emails wishing me a happy birthday. Some of you may not know, but yesterday was my birthday, and I had such a great day. I hung out last night with Nina Garcia, and we went to Ella B's in Arlington. And if you have not been to Ella B's, you are missing out on a fabulous treat, because the food is phenomenal. The taste, the seasoning, the presentation, the wait staff, the owners, Patricia and Patrick Whitfield, are owners of Ella B's, and the restaurant was actually named for Patrick Whitfield's maternal grandmother, Ella B. Whitfield. And it is, the food is just delicious. I had fried catfish last night, because today, y'all, is National Catfish Day. So now, as Cheryl always says, make sure when you order, wherever you order, that you are actually getting catfish and not swine. And a couple of telltale ways to know that you're eating catfish is it's thicker and it's more moist. If it's thin and dry, it's more likely swine than catfish. So summer has begun. Can you believe that? On the 21st this week was the first day of summer. And if you are in, which it is now 7 minutes after the top of the hour, and if you are in this north central Texas area, then you have been dealt with rain and heat and rain, and that's what we've been getting today. It's probably about 85 right now here. So where are you? Are you on the East Coast or the West Coast? Thank you for tuning in today. So I want to talk about what you want to talk about. So whatever that is, join me today, and we can just discover and cover all kinds of topics, whatever it is that you want to talk about. But, you know, I thought about, because it's a birthday, because I've now added another number to my age. So what did I learn? What did you learn in this past year? So I've been kind of thinking about that. And, of course, you know, it's not like every other year that we've had from birthday to birthday. It's just because we had COVID, we had Black Lives Matter, we had the death of George Floyd, and so many others. I can't even name them all, but you know them, that died because of police brutality. And so what did you learn? What did you learn? What are some of your takeaways from what you have learned? I want to hear about it, so you can give me a call at 646-200-0459. Now, in the beginning, I was holding up our paper, Texas Metro News. Texas Metro News is a weekly publication, and it comes out every Thursday. So yesterday, on my birthday, it hit the streets, and you can find it in a lot of your local Black-owned restaurants throughout the north and the south end of town, throughout the entire DFW Metroplex. And also, I was trying to show you a few scenes from Black Wall Street, the observance this year, you know, because on June 1st, it marked 101 years since this happened, 100 years since this happened. So, but you can check it out. And if you don't have a paper, if you can't get a paper, you can always go to our website. And our website is at www.texasmetronews.com. So you can definitely go there. So now, what did I learn? Well, I looked back and I said, you know what? I learned that I could push myself further than I thought I could go. I learned that I wasn't in this alone, that there are so many other people that are doing or dealing with the same things. You know, I felt like there was more commonality with our neighbors, the people next door to you, because we could pick, there was one something that we all were dealing with together, whether we knew it or not, whether we really realized it or not. I wasn't the only person that was going through COVID that lost family members, that lost jobs, that I wasn't, and neither were they, neither were you. You weren't the only person. So it also gave me time to think about what I wanted to do, because it's easily, it could be death. It could be, I could not be here tomorrow, or somebody very close to me or even a total stranger could not be here tomorrow. So what did I want to change? What did I want to do? What did I want to add to my life? You know, I started a bucket list, you know, and so there's just some things that I definitely want to do that are on there. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. But yes, please tune in. Call your friends, tell your family. Marva's on from Marva with Love on our Texas Metro News Facebook page and on Blog Talk Radio. And you can call in and we can talk about that or anything that you want to talk about at 646-200-0459. So now let's just kind of go and talk about, first of all, we want to congratulate our superb woman of the day. Her name is Jordan Hora. And Miss Jordan, let me tell you just a little bit about her. So if you know her, send her a shout out of congratulations. Jordan Hora is the founder of the JH Collaborative. It is a multi-award-winning strategic communications executive, she is, who got her first start in the world of communications after serving at the White House in the Office of Faith-Based and Community Initiatives, where she assisted in executing a national grassroots outreach program that communicated the intent and responsibility of the president's initiative. Jordan has led brand and consumer communication and social media strategies for corporate and multi-million dollar companies, including McDonald's, Western Union, Ronald McDonald House Charities, Alberto Culver Multicultural Brands, Soft and Beautiful, and Just for Me, across diverse industries and continents. She is a proud member of the Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated and the National Association of Black Journalists as a host of a podcast. So about that, she led carefully curated conversations that sidestep the predictable and tap into themselves lying dormant underneath the surface of what always gets discussed. That's her quote. Recently promoted to Senior Director of Communications for T.D. Jakes Ministries, the native Texan and alum of Oklahoma State University is also a member of the National Association of Black Journalists and Public Relations Society of America. Jordan is described as amazing, intelligent, brilliant, full of energy, authentic, sincere, and super talented. She is all that, all of those things, and so much more. We congratulate Jordan Hora as our superb woman of the day here at Texas Metro News. Now, I want to also send out condolences to the Dr. Fred S. Humphreys family. Dear family and friends, it is with great difficulty and emotion that I share with you that my father, Dr. Frederick S. Humphreys, the former president of FAMU and TSU, passed away yesterday, June the 24th, in the evening. Please know that he transitioned peacefully, surrounded by his family. This is from respectfully from Fred Jr., Robin, Tanya, and Lawrence. So our condolences to you, Mr. Fred Jr., for the loss of your father. And all right, so now it is 16 minutes after the hour and 41 minutes or 39 minutes before the top of the hour. So what we're going to do is we're going to play you a little song. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back, and we're going to hear a little bit from Chaka Khan. We're going to play her song, Tell Me Something Good. So I want to talk about what you want to talk about. All right. So I'm just going to get to that song, and we're going to hear Chaka Khan, Tell Me Something Good. So also, why can't I find it? As usual. But as I look for that, so what did you learn? Tell me about that. I really want to know, you know, because it's so much out there. And, you know, we just need to share it with one another. All right. So here is Chaka Khan, Tell Me Something Good, and I'll be right back.
I got something that'll show the central stuff.
Relationships this past year, how did they go for you? Some people lost their relationships. Some people gained in their relationships. We were forced to either be together entirely too much time, or we were forced to not to get to see each other. I didn't get to see my mom a lot. I mean, for 9 months, you know, and then late in the year last year, I went down to see her in November and then at Christmas. And so, but, you know, it was tough. It was really a tough year on our families, our children. Last night at Ella B's, I'll tell you, I spoke with some teachers and some probation officers. And, you know, what they had to go through was, oh, my God, I couldn't even imagine, you know, some of the things I heard from them about just the not teaching the students, not seeing their kids, not, you know, that was bad, but that wasn't as bad as the administration and what happened and with COVID and who could work and who couldn't work. And if you had COVID, they weren't paying these people for time off for COVID. They didn't get that. And then as we know that teachers were the last to be considered essential workers. So they couldn't even get their COVID vaccines in the beginning, like the police officers and the people working in the medical field, you know, and teachers handle your precious commodity, your children. And so why they didn't get it. And so I felt for them. I really do. I felt for them, you know. I think some teachers are ready and willing to go right back to school again, you know, but with 12 and older being able to be vaccinated, I think it's really, really important that we do that. I mean, we just cannot hold that up, because what if somebody in your life, because you decide that you don't need to do that, dies? And have we not had enough death? You know, so that is just, that is definitely what's going on. So let's go ahead and we're going to just get into some other news things. First of all, congratulations, Texas Metro News. In the NNPA convention this year, Texas Metro News won 4 awards. So my hat's off to every team member of Texas Metro News. Every person that had something to do with everything that we do and that we have done for this last year as a multimedia company, and because we have Blog Talk, we have Facebook Live, we have digital, we have social media. So we received 3rd place in the equity division winners. And that was a racist act, and we got 3rd place on that. We are 2nd place in the digital division winners of iMessenger Media Wear Your Mask videos. We all did a like 20 to 30 second video about wearing your mask. We got second place for that. We were third place. We were second place winners in the culture division winners. We got living the dream in the WNBA. We got third place audience division winners and realizing the dream healthy living expo. And congratulations, Texas Metro News. Now, you can still catch them today. The show begins at 5 p.m. You want to catch Roland Martin Unfiltered live from Chicago. And so you want to definitely check that out on all of Roland Martin Unfiltered's channels, YouTube and all of those. All right. Now, one of our senior writers, our columnist, his name is Vincent L. Hall, and his article, he does a weekly article in our paper, and it's called Quit Playing. And this week's, his topic is Black Hosted, like exhausted being Black. So he said it's a verb, you know, state of extreme exhaustion from the justice and inequities people of color, specifically Blacks, face every day in America. And that's from the Urban Dictionary. So you can check out Vincent's column if you would go to www.texasmetronews.com. And you can read Quit Playing. You can read a lot of his articles that are in there. Very, very informative and gives you plenty of food for thought. Now, we say to you, please stay tuned. And in order to stay tuned, you can send me your email address. Send me your email address to editor@texasmetronews.com. That's editor@texasmetronews.com. And send me that email address and we will get you in on our list, and you can get our paper, our newsletter daily right in your inbox. So stay tuned for Derek Chauvin's sentencing in the death of George Floyd. The prosecutors are asking for 30 years. Defense attorneys want a new trial and or probation. For real. You know, I don't know about that. Now, do you have gamers in your house? You have young people who love video games, who love, you know, that techie kind of stuff. They do. Well, here, the Banneke Squad is presenting Find Your Seat, and that's in tech, gaming, and entertainment. And that is being hosted live tomorrow, June the 26th. There are these favorite gamers, and I don't know these people, but I think it's pretty cool because these young people are really, really doing it. Let's see, Septic, Ariel, Blaze, Swag. And so ask your teenager, do they know who these people is? And you can be a part of this. Just go to Banneke.com/findyourseat. And you can join that live. And that is Banneke, that's Banneke.com/findyourseat. And it is tomorrow. You can register right now. Go right ahead and tune into that for those. Also, you know, let's just go there. Let's just talk about wearing masks and washing your hands again. You know, we just have to, because I don't think that there is going to be enough conversation, because now that the city is opening back up 100% and so many things are getting back to that normalcy again, which I'm not really sure what that means, you know, but there's a new strain, and it's called the Delta strain, and it's the one that came out of India. And it is here in the United States, and it's here in Texas, and people are still dying, and people are getting sick. So that's why it's so important to get your vaccine. And you can go to our webpage at www.texasmetronews.com, and you can find a place where you can go get your vaccine. I mean, we know CVS and Walgreens are doing it. They're just walk-up places. Just walk up and get that vaccine. Man, don't be left behind. You know, don't leave your loved ones left behind. So you need to do that. And definitely wearing your mask, because, you know, half of the people, if you're going to really be in the public, into the public and you know, at events, because restaurants are opening back up 100%. You know, there's entertainment venues all throughout the city. As a matter of fact, last weekend we had the Unity Pride and Juneteenth celebration down at Fair Park, and it was a lot of people. There were people with and people without masks. So if you're unsure, and if you still have some lingering health issues, then you definitely want to you definitely want to make sure you have your mask with you. I carry mine with me all the time. And usually if it's not on my face, then it's hanging on my wrist. So I might be in a situation where I need to have it on. So I definitely keep that. And then washing your hands too. If you notice, and I did, that once that came out last year about washing your hands and keeping your things clean, cleaner, you know, restaurants are cleaner, public bathrooms are cleaner, because, you know, they're like, you gotta step up. So let's do that. So the Center of Disease Control and Prevention Director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, announced that people who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 can discard the mask and also cease to physically distance. That's for inside or outside. So while some businesses and sports teams have celebrated the announcement made to social media people, and they were like, we're not going to stop wearing our masks. And so, and that's a good point, because you don't know who that person is. Now, yesterday, I attended a press conference with the Dallas Police Department Chief Eddie Garcia. He did a briefing with the Caruth Police Institute at UNT Dallas. And so on June the 24th at the UNT Dallas campus, Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia and CPI Executive Director BJ Wagner shared an update on the training, which began rolling in March. Speakers were on hand: UNT Dallas President Bob Mung, Assistant City Manager John Fortune, Denton Police Chief Frank Dixon, and DPT Detective Raquel Oliver. And she had already undergone that training. And so I'll tell you, we'll talk about that too. So the Dallas Police Department becomes the first major city police department in Texas to embrace this peer intervention training program that provides officers with practical strategies and skills to help reduce mistakes. In January, the Dallas Institute, no, I'm sorry, the Dallas City Council approved $300,000 for the Caruth Police Institute, which is CPI, at the University of North Texas at Dallas, University Hills campus, to bring active bystandership for law enforcement, which is called ABLE, training to the Dallas Police Department. So, I mean, man, y'all, that's good. And I attended that event. I listened to the police departments. I listened to the trainers. And it was really, really good. And it was really informative. And the presentation was exceptional. Sergeant Ira Carter and Kenny Dietrich, they did the presentation talking about what they were teaching the police officers, you know, this peer intervention training program. And I just think it's wonderful. And I just hope that all good comes out about it. Because, you know, we don't think about what those police officers feel. You know, some of them are alcoholics. Some of them are even drug addicts. Some of them, you know, they have to put on a certain armor to be out at work, and then they don't know how to act when they go home to be with their families. So there's all kinds of things that are going on there. Stability is really, really important. So this training looks to be really good for the community as well. So you can read that full article on our website, and that's at www.texasmetronews.com. All righty. Now, first of all, if you just tuned in, I want to thank you for tuning in, and you are listening and watching from Marva with Love, and I am your host, Marva Sneed. Today marks the anniversary of Michael Jackson's death. He died on June 25th and 2009. And you know what, y'all? It just does not seem like it's been that long. So we want to celebrate his life. And so what we're going to do right now, I'm going to take another quick short break, and we are going to play Michael Jackson's Blame It on the Boogie. So as I am talking, I am looking, pulling that song up for you right now. So, because, you know, you just got to, here it is. All right, so I'll be right back. Enjoy the song, Blame It on the Boogie. We salute Michael Jackson.
I just can't control my feet.
What a wonderful day this is. Thank you for tuning in. This is Marva Sneed, and I am your host for Marva with Love. I would love to have you as a guest on my show. And if you're interested, you have a story to tell, because on For Marva with Love, we like to share love lessons. And those lessons are words of triumph that come from those who have a story to tell. So if you have a story to tell, I want to share it with our listeners. And so just hit me up at editor@texasmetronews.com, or you can email me at marvasneed@mymessenger.com. And let's talk. Let's talk. I have met so many wonderful people. And let's just do a quick highlight on our community calendar right now, because there is so much going on this weekend. So we want to just talk about a couple of things that is going on. Well, now, for the rest of the day, there might be a few things that we have missed, but if you want to go over to Ella B's tonight, now it starts around 10 p.m., but you can call in, get yourself a reservations for dinner, go over there, and you will get to hear Anna Hans featuring Kenya C performing tonight. And that spot is so cool. It's not very big, but that's the reason why they take reservations, because, you know, it kind of fills up. And you will be so grateful that you did that. Enjoy that. Now, it starts at 10, but you can actually, like I said, call in and go ahead and book yourself reservations. And it is at 1004 Collins, North Collins in Arlington, which is at the corner of Randall Mill and Collins, across from AT&T Stadium. So definitely you want to do that. That is too fun. Now we have several shows planned throughout the week for you. And tomorrow, Saturday, we have the Connections for Positive Priorities and Common Sense with Deborah Brown Stearns. And she is from 12 to 2 o'clock right here on Texas Metro News Facebook page and on Blog Talk Radio, where you can actually call in and ask Deborah and talk. And you can actually, you know, enjoy that, right? So that number is 646-888-8840. 800-200-0459. All right, now, Verna's Help Foundation is having their 6th annual Living Legends Special Awards, and it's going to be held at the Royal Oaks Country Club at 7915 Greenville Avenue. It's at 10 a.m., and if you're interested in attending that, it's www.vernahelpfoundation.org. That's www.vernahelpfoundation.org. All right, now, what's on the vine? It is wine tasting, an educational series, and it's hosted by Tish Around Town. It's going to be at Nosh and Bottle at 370 West Las Colinas Boulevard in Irving. It is from 3 to 5, and you can get your tickets on eventbrite.com. Now, Sankofa on the Brazos. This is going to be virtual, and it's a genealogy workshop, and it's hosted by the Afro-American Historical and Genealogical Society of Houston. And go to our webpage and then look on our calendar on the webpage, and then you can get the Zoom registration, all right? Brown Sugar Lounge, 1 year anniversary. It's going to be open mic night and poetry at the Java Lavender Coffee and Music Lounge at 3207 Camp Wisdom Boulevard, Oak Cliff. It's from 7:30 to 10:30, and you can also get your tickets on eventbrite.com. All right, so you want to talk about politics. You want to know what happened in that 87th legislation session this year. Okay, so meet, connect, and learn, discussing the 87th legislation session and how will it impact Duncanville if you live in that area. It's from 10 to 11:30 a.m. Well, we've missed that today then, so that's a mute point, Mark. Sorry, y'all. Not looking at my times here. Let's see here. Sunday. You want to know what's happening on Sunday? We have Andrew Wiggum with The World According to Drew. And it's a great show. He covers thought-provoking, enlightening, informative news and entertainment commentary. So join him at 646-200-0459. That's from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Sunday. The Fashionistas Collection Sip and Shop. That sounds fun. It's hosted by AFK. It's from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. It's going to be at 1103 Bentwater Parkway in Cedar Hill. So if you live on that end of town, you might want to check that out. The Evolution of African Dance. It's hosted by the Waco Theater Center. Now, this is online, and you can go to wacotheatercenter.com to check that out. And that's actually at 7 p.m. tomorrow night, Sunday night. Behind the Lens. Now, we are talking about a master class series. So if you are into film and all that, this should be great. It is hosted by the Denton Black Film Festival, and it's at 4 p.m. on Sunday, and it's online, and you can register at eventbrite.com. All right, now, for your little ones, are you looking for, because, you know, summer, school is out, y'all. School is out. And now that school is out, what are we going to do with the kids? Well, here's a fun thing. Cynthia Mickens Ministries and Pathway to Life Center of Hope Church presents a free Summer Learning and Feeding Program. And of course, it is going to be safe, COVID safe for your children. It's going to be at 302 West Palestine Street in Hutchins, Texas. It starts at 3:30 p.m. But listen, you want to register your kids now, so give them a call at 888-419-0957. That's 888-419-0957. All right, and that's for the Cynthia Mickens Ministries and Pathway to Life Church, Center of Hope Church, and it's their free summer learning and feeding program. And that is from June the 28th to July the 23rd. So that's June 28th to July the 23rd. Now, on Monday, the African American Museum of Change Power Triumph Truth Exhibit. And now, it's actually going on now, so I think it actually will start tomorrow. And there's a media event tonight and then tomorrow. So definitely you want to go check that out at the African American Beast. That place is phenomenal. And you will not be disappointed at all. But it's called Men of Change Power Triumph Truth Exhibit. And they open at 10 a.m. and it's at the African American Museum at 3536 Grand Avenue, which is Fair Park. And you can go to aamdallas.org and get tickets and more information all about that. The Mesquite Art Center is hosting a 4th of July crafts. So if you've got kids, you want to do that, that's going to be on Monday at 6:30 p.m. at 1527 North Galloway Avenue in their lobby at 6:30. So you can definitely check that out. So those are just a few things. We'll come back on a little bit later in the show and give you some more things that are happening as well. You are listening to From Marvel with Love, and I am your host, Marva Sneed. I want to talk about what you want to talk about. So we have been discussing this hour, what did you learn in this last year? And was it different than anything that you learned in years before from birthday to birthday? You know, because we are totally, totally blessed in it and being able to do this. And to, you know, and just to be here and to share with one another. And like I said, you know, I just learned to, you know, I take things a little bit easier, but you know what, I'm enjoying it instead of thinking as life as a hassle, as annoying or disappointing. I'm finding the more positive things in life, in what I do, in what I say, you know, and it sure does make things a whole lot easier and a whole lot better. And so I definitely enjoy that. I really do. And anyway, we are at that point in the hour where we are going into our second segment, and we're just going to discuss some news things that's happening, you know, because, you know, is voting, you know, there's major things going on in the voting world now. We've had our vote at our midterms already, but come November, you know, there are some other things that are going to be, we're going to be able to vote on, some council members in our operating counties and cities around. So definitely want to talk about voting and get you registered. At the event that I attended last weekend with the Unity Pride and Juneteenth celebration out at Fair Park, the Dallas County Democrats were there, and they were getting people registered. And believe it or not, there's still some people who are not registered. So you definitely want to get yourself registered. We're going to talk about that today, too. And we're going to discuss a few more things about COVID and, you know, what's happening with that. And are we back to normal? What is your normal? I want to know, and are you going back to work? Because it is being said all over. You know what happened with our governor, and our governor decided that Texans no longer needed that $300. And so if you were collecting unemployment, PUA for disaster, for COVID, you are no longer going to get that $300, and the last day for that, it expires on June the 26th, which is tomorrow. So now Governor Abbott thinks that that is going to make people go back to work, because it has been said, and Republicans alike believe, that people are making more money on unemployment than they were making working, and so they just as soon not go back to work because they are getting that money. And what a sad thing to accuse people of, and you don't even know them. You don't know their situation. You don't know where they come from. You don't know how they got to where they are, but you just decided that, you know what, you need to go back to work. You need, and we don't need to pay you, because you don't deserve to get it. That's what you're saying, is you don't deserve to get this $300. So we're going to not give it to you. That's a done deal. That's, as the young kid said, that's a wrap. That is a wrap tomorrow. But there are a lot of jobs out there. There are a lot of events that have been going on around town, to virtual job, job fairs. So let's see. Let's definitely get back to work. Let's definitely get back to work. And you know what? It might be something different this time. And anyway, so we're going to take that quick break for that, and we'll come back at the top of the hour. So we are now going into, let's see here. We're gonna go right on into a brighter day, because it's definitely a brighter day.
Young people, go on and stand up real quick. Come on. Come on, we gotta stand.
Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on, get your bounce on, get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it, you gotta get, come on. Fifth one, fourth one. Come on, sing it.
Come on, come on.
Think I wanna hit the horn.
COVID-19
and the vaccinations that have been approved by the U.S. Federal Drug Administration. Now, you can read that full article on our website, but I want to know what you think about that. You know, we have discussed this on the show, on past shows, about parents having their children vaccinated. And as I told you earlier today, that I was speaking with a teacher, and she has older, 12 and older children, but she has some younger than that too. So she's got to be in the frame of mind, she's vaccinated, her older children are vaccinated, but she's got to protect those babies, those that are under 12, that, you know, right now the FDA has not approved vaccine for children that young. So my thought is, you know, as a parent, what are you going to do, you know? And then you can't have your children get it, because, you know, they want to go to school and they want to be with their friends, and you want them to be able to do that, and then say, but, oh, no, I'm not getting it. That's kind of an oxymoron, you know. That's kind of like, again, I was talking to a teacher, and she said she worked at the school, and somebody that was closely in her room that she worked with got COVID and, of course, could not work. So then they told her, but you weren't exposed. How can she not be exposed if somebody's working closely with her in the same room and she not be exposed? You know, so that kind of thing. What are those? What is going on? And so we got to do that. We got to think about not only our children, but ourselves as well. So you may not agree with it. You may not like it. But if it is the choice between life or death, what you going to choose? What you going to choose? And now, of course, that brings us to another issue. Now, this article was originally published in the Dallas Morning News, and it's reprinted as a part of a collaborative partnership between the Dallas Morning News and Texas Metro News. The partnership seeks to boost coverage of Dallas communities of color, particularly in the southern Dallas area. But now, Kyle Arnold wrote an article, and the name of this article is FAA Fines Love Field Passengers $21,000 for Refusing to Wear Masks, Punching the Southwest Employee in the Jaw. Okay? So now, you know, that, not much leaves me speechless, but that literally leaves me speechless. The man allegedly hit an airline employee in the jaw as the man was being escorted off the plane. Now, the Federal Aviation Administration fined a Southwest Airlines passenger $21,000 for refusing to wear a mask and hitting an airline employee in the jaw during an incident in February at Dallas Love Field. The man, who was not identified by the agency, was one of the 8 people fined in a combined $124,500 for interfering with flight attendants, the aviation regulator announced on Tuesday. Y'all, get this. Yes. There is no mandate anymore. The law ended where you had to wear a mask, okay? But businesses can still require you no mask, no service. Just like back in the day when you walk up to a restaurant and it says, no shirts and shoes, no service. So you got to have a shirt on to come in my restaurant. You got to have some shoes on to come in my restaurant. So the airline, now can you imagine, first of all, the airline, the airplane has, I don't know, you know, 40 rows. Let's say 40 rows times three, you know. And these people, everybody is sitting next to each other, okay? We are in a very confined area. We don't know who has been vaccinated, who has not. So to protect its employees, to protect its passengers, the airline carriers are saying, you must have a mask on. What they say, if you're going to fly on our plane, you got to have a mask. Now, this man decides, and there were others, not in the same day possibly, but there have been others that have said, I'm not wearing a mask. I don't have to wear a mask now. That expired, so I don't have to wear a mask. But these businesses can require you to do that. And so, you know, we have to get real about this. You know, we have to get real about this. Was not putting on a mask worth $21,000 for him? Getting escorted off the plane? And whatever he was about to do, was it work? We don't know. Was it vacation? His family? You know, let's have some respect for one another. Let's have some respect. Now, if you owned a business and you had on your door still, we require you to wear a mask when you are in our business. And if you don't want to wear the mask, then don't wear it. You know, how difficult is that? How long do you plan to be on there? You know, or how long you plan to be in there. You could be inconvenienced because you don't like it, because you don't want to wear it, because it's hot. You don't like smelling your own breath. Put a mint in your mouth, you know. There have been some discoveries. I've seen it online. There are people that are putting out these little things that you can put in between your nose right there that you only will smell. You will smell that as you breathe when you have a mask on. There are filters that have a pleasant scent in them, and you put them in your mask and you can breathe that in. So, I mean, come on. That's just an excuse to be defiant for whatever reason, whether you believe this is real or whether you don't, or you just are tired and you want your life back. Well, you know what? You should be grateful to have a life. Just to wake up in the morning, you know, just to wake up in the morning. I mean, you gotta know that. That's gotta be a priority for you. So as we're talking about that, I want to know your opinion. I want to know your thoughts, and you know, what do you think? You know, what do you think you should do? You know, do you think we have the right to do that? You know. Because let me tell you, I don't have no $21,000 to give the airline because I don't want to wear a mask. I'm about to go travel. My granddaughter turned 16, and so her parents are giving her a sweet 16 party. And so me and my 81-year-old mother are going to go there for this, and it's in Pennsylvania. And so me and my mother are going to have our mask on, and we are going to get on that plane, and we are going to sit back and enjoy the flight with anticipation of seeing her great-granddaughter and my granddaughter turn 16, you know. And had we not got vaccinated and, you know, practiced those social distancing, you know, during the time that was necessary, and wearing a mask every time we leave our homes, we may not be here to enjoy this. So I can't imagine for, I don't know where he was going, Southwestern flight, you know, at one time, more than maybe 3-4 hours at the most. So depending on if you're going coast to coast or whatever. But, I mean, could he not be inconvenienced for respect for the people around him? I just think he could have been inconvenienced and kept that mask on. But now he got to fork over $21,000. You know, that's crazy. That is. That is straight up crazy. Congratulations to DeSoto High School graduate Lacey Nelson, class of 2021. You know, I was telling you about Ella B. She's my spotlight. You guys got to go check that out. And happy birthday. Happy birthday. Lala Anthony, happy birthday. Tamir Rice, the young man that was killed by a police officer, happy heavenly birthday. Montumbo, happy birthday. Jas Price, happy birthday. Dale Curry, Eric Lamont, Williams, Carnell Merrill, John Bradley, Derek Thompson, Kevin Sharp, Sharon Jones, Skate. Hey, Sharon, happy birthday. Elam Taylor, happy birthday. Just happy birthday to all of our fans and people who tune in to us. Now, let me tell you, if you want to know how we do what we do, you know, as a multimedia corporation, iMessenger Media, under the leadership of Cheryl Smith, well, this is how we do what we do. We have daily blog talk shows. We have social media pages. We have online publications. We have 2 print publications. We have a digital magazine. We are in the community at events, hosting, taking press conferences, asking the hard questions. We as a team, we are spread out through this DFW Metroplex. And if you want to know what's happening in your world, we have a daily newsletter. And all you have to do is send me a email address to editor@texasmetronews.com. That's editor@texasmetronews.com. And I will put you on that e-blast list and you'll get it right in your inbox. Every day, around 8 o'clock in the morning. So now we talked about that. You know, it's a lot going on. It is definitely a lot going on. In this week's news, there's been some exciting stuff with our Texans in the Olympic Games, and so we're going to talk about that. But listen, Dr. Faye Williams writes an article in our paper, and it's called Wake Up and Stay Woke. Lives are depending on it. Now, she says, the postponed and rescheduled 2020 Olympic Games are only a few weeks away, and if the Japanese and International Olympic Committees can manage a COVID-safe environment, I welcome them. I consider this event to be one of the purest forms of athletic competition. Participants train and compete fairly in a test of physical prowess. If you will, imagine yourself as a participant in the finals of the 100-meter dash. Now, you can read all about that. And all you have to do, is go to www.texasmetronews.com. That's www.texasmetronews.com, and you can read that full article. But yeah, so also, I think I mentioned this earlier, but I want to say it again. Today is National Catfish Day. Here we have a couple of places that we can recommend you that has great catfish. It's Not Swy, that's Phil's Barbecue, Sweet George Brown, Louisiana Catfish in Duncanville, right there on 67 and Danieldale, and two partners on on Martin Luther King in South Dallas. But be careful. Don't let anyone sell you swine and tell you that it is catfish. Don't believe the hype. Now, all right, so we are just we are doing the thing. We really are. And so we want to talk about some other things that are happening, you know, in this community and in our, you know, local news. I am so glad that we have some local people here that are going to the Olympics. So we can talk about that. Oh, my God. I just think that that is so cool. So so five Texans to watch at the, oh, my God, I can't believe this. I can't even talk about that. Hold on. Okay, so five Texans to watch in the U.S. Gymnastics Olympic Trials. Simone Biles leads the crowd of local towards Tokyo. But we've got these two incredible young women. Let me tell you about them. Okay, so we have crossing the finish line. We have with lightning-like quickness and a will to dominate, Sha'Carri Richardson is on her way to the Olympics to Tokyo. The 21-year-old native of Dallas, Texas, won the women's 100-meter final during the U.S. Olympic track and field trials. Richardson's victory came in just 10.86 seconds. Amazingly, it was an eyelash slower than her head-spinning performance in the semi-final heat, where she crossed the finish line in just 10.64 seconds. Oh, my God. Many are comparing the Olympic-bound track and field star to greats like Florence Griffith Joyner and Gail Devers. Richardson has remained humble, and she credits her grandmother, Betty Hart, for much of her success. She says, "My grandmother is my heart, my superwoman," Richardson told Runner's World. "To have her here at the big meet of my life is just amazing. That probably felt better than winning the races. Just being able to hold her after becoming an Olympian." Already turning heads around the sport, Richardson further raised eyebrows when she dominated the U.S. Olympic track and field team trials in Eugene, Oregon. Jumping out to a fast start, Richardson appeared to purposely slow down toward the end of the race and point toward the clock when registered her dramatic timing. Oh, how awesome. Our congratulations to her. She, you know, is just a phenom. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So that I'm so glad of that. So as we are just discussing, you know, stuff that's going on around Dallas too, you know, we're going to have a state fair this year. So thank God for that. So if you want to know more about our state fair this year, and if you're going to go and if you're not going to go, just check out our website at www.texasmetronews.com. In fact, they are hiring too. And I also wanted to talk about that too. We're going to talk about COVID and voting. And did you know that Georgia, you know, they did those ridiculous voting laws that actually were keeping people of color from being able to vote. So the Justice Department is suing Georgia over its new voting law, a major step by the Biden administration to confront states' restrictions on voting. So this lawsuit accuses the Georgia law of effectively discriminating against non-white voters and seeks to show that Georgia lawmakers tended it to do so. So, you know, come on. You know, that's crazy, right? So I just see that, you know, Biden is holding up his end of, you know, the promises that he's made, you know, and we got to still vote. We got to still vote. And so you cannot be denied to vote. You just can't. So what you have to do is you have to make sure you're registered, make sure everything is right so you're not taking off of the voting rolls. You know, people who go to prison and get out, they are not allowed to vote again. You know, so know the law where you are, in what state you are, what city and county you are, and make sure that you get registered, and make sure your driver's license and your voter's registration card all match, they're not expired, and then do your civic duty and vote. You know, so that's what I wanted to talk about. That now, back to normal and back to work. So I've had several guests on my show that have had to pivot from businesses that they have owned and either add another dimension to that business or even create an entirely new business because of this to continue to strive, and so that, you know, they're not in dire straits. And some of that happened positively and some of it did not happen. Like we talked about earlier today about Governor Abbott saying that June 26th was the last day Texas was going to pay the $300 a week on pandemic insurance, pandemic unemployment. So, wow. So now he says people need to get back to work. They just need to go to work, get up and go to work. And if we keep giving them this $300, they ain't going to get up and go to work. They're just going to live off of us. Well, you know how retarded that is. That's just retarded. But first of all, that's going to end. It would have normally ended in August anyway. So people knew that, you know, and, you know, there were adjustments people have to make. You know, they have to decide, you know, what they're going to do, how they're going to get there. So I just think that normal is what you're going to make it, you know. So normal for you now may be working from home. Normal for you now may be a part-time, starting your own business. But you know that there's still money. There's still money in the Small Business Administration for PPP loans for businesses. And you can get help with your business. and how to structure your business with the Small Business Administration, all you have to do is contact them, the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Oh, my God, yes. Yes, so it's not a death sentence. You know, we can do something. And, you know, we are creative people as a whole. I just think that we are very creative as a whole. We are people. And, you know, we do stuff. You know, we really do. We do stuff. We get it done. We work hard. Nobody works harder, you know, than us. Really, truly. Nobody works harder than us. But also, so we're just talking about those things, work and the normal. What's your normal? I want to hear about it. Leave me a message. You know, we could just talk about it because it is 35 minutes after the hour and you are listening to From Marvel with Love. I usually have guests, y'all. I usually do. I have guests, but this week, that didn't happen, but it's okay because next week we're going to just plan a bigger and better show with some people on here that you can hear from. So, yeah. And, of course, this is day two of my birthday celebration. And when my husband and I talk, he's so funny. He said, so this is day two, huh? I said, yep. He said, I know. You get 30, right? I said, absolutely. He said, you know, I know. So his birthday is June 1st, and I always give him June 1st, and then the rest of the month is mine. So anyway, I am loving that. I am. So let me tell you about a few more events that are happening this next week, and to tell you that here is our community calendar, and so it runs till July 4th. So there's a lot of stuff planned for that particular holiday, and I think we left off on Monday when, you know, Tuesdays we have Dr. Shepherd, and it's called Doc Shep Speaks. And she's on YouTube at Texas Metro News and at FNS Consulting and YouTube at Doc Shep Speaks. You can check her show out. And then are you into soul line dancing? Well, on Tuesdays, it's virtual. It's live and it's virtual. And their dance lessons hosted by BE Creative Arts Center, and you can register at becreativeartscenter.com. That's becreativeartscenter.com, and that's every Tuesday at 7 p.m., and you can learn some soul line dances. So that sounds fun to me. That sounds like a lot of fun. Now, are you an avid reader? Do you like that? Well, if you do, Essence of Books. There's a book called Coffee Will Make You Black, and it is hosted by William F. LeMond Public Library System. It's an online event, and it starts at 6 p.m., and you can register at bit.ly/3CWITK to check that out, and that is on Tuesday. Now, Black History Music Month, that is what's happening. And man, usually if you ever come by the office, we have got music just going on a regular basis. Well, Black Music Month celebration is featuring Regina Bell, I love her, Glenn Jones, and Dottie Peoples. And this is hosted by AARP of Georgia. It's 7 p.m. It's online at www.onlineexperiences.com. www.onlineexperiences.com. All right. And then come Wednesday, we have Miss Norma Adams Way. Her blog show is called I Was Just Thinking. Talk about a historian of Dallas, knows Dallas, people. She was the first black female daily column writer for the Dallas Morning News, and now she writes with us, and I was just thinking, don't want to miss her show. It's always enlightening, it's always informative, and you just need to have your pens and paper out when you listen to Miss Norma. She airs on Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio and on our Texas Metro News Facebook page. And you can call Miss Norma and ask her and pick her brain, because she is a wealth of knowledge. And if you call in at 646-200-0459, you get to enjoy Miss Norma and ask her questions, and I bet she knows all about it. I so enjoy her show. And then also on Wednesdays is Dr. Linda Emerson with Ask Dr. Linda. Luther Vandross, oh my God, there's going to be a special. It's hosted by Richard Short, the DJ. It's online, and it's at starpointradio.com. That's starpointradio.com. That's at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Wednesday. So you want to check that out. Now on July 1st, there's Soul Jazz Thursday down at Sendaga 813. That's a nice little place down there on 813 Exposition Avenue, and it starts at 8 p.m., so you can check it out. There's usually live music going on there. Now, there is going to be July 2021 program. It's the summer series featuring Independence Day, and it's hosted by Rooftop Cinema Club and Heritage Village, and it's going to be on hardwood, and it's actually pretty cool because it's a big area where it's outside theater, and so they're doing all these different movies, and this one on the first is going to be Independence Day, so you will enjoy that. And then me on Fridays again. You come back on Fridays from 11 to 1, and there's always something happening, something exciting that I'm going to be sharing with you through my guests or just through our conversation, because, you know, we got a lot to talk about. And, of course, I want to talk about what you want to talk about. All righty. It is 42 minutes after the hour and 22 minutes before the top of the hour, I think. My math might be off, but you know, it's about that time. It's about that time. But we're going to take a quick break, and I will be right back. And so we're going to just play a little. Oh, this is fun. This call Tyrone. I just thought about that. We're going to check that out. Thank you. All right. So I just thought we needed to take a quick break, but that is going to be our last. And I just stole that from the Steve Harvey Show. That's going to be our last break of the day. Yeah, that's going to be our last break of the day before we get out of here. But we just wanted, I just wanted to maybe do some recapping on what we've been talking about today, what we've been going over, and just the fact that we've made another year. I made another year. And since I made another year, there were some things that I learned. And I didn't have to just be so stressed out about things that I absolutely had no control over, right? Why? Is it going to make it better? You know, I start paying a little bit more closer attention to my health because that's kind of scary. It's kind of scary. This is not a normal year for us. For me, it wasn't. So many things took place, seemed like it was a domino effect. But it turns out, you know, how you handle it is what you have to do. You have to know how to handle it. You just have to handle it that way, and where it's a benefit and not a deterrent. So I learned that. So we talked about that. We talked about COVID, and we talked about whether you should or should not be vaccinated. And I just think that it's really, really important that we all become vaccinated because we have to get herd immunity because, you know, immunity. We have to. We just do because it's not over. It ain't over yet. And because it's not over yet, we've got to be prepared. We've got to prepare ourselves. So if we do that, then it can be behind us. And then we can get back to normal. Also, I just want to encourage you to take closer look at the political scene. You know, are you voting? Did you vote this last time? Are you going to continue to vote? We don't have to vote for president for another 3 years, but guess what? There's some other things we need to be voting on. Judges, police chiefs, librarians, district attorneys, city council, mayors, governors, those races are just as important as the presidency. So get registered. If you're not, get registered so that we, you know, can put people in office that want to do right by us. You know, that's what we need. That's really, really what we need to do. Also, we talked about the summer, you know, and now that the summer is here, what are we going to do with summer? Are you planning to go places? Do you plan to go places? Because I plan to go somewhere. I'm going to Pennsylvania to my 16-year-old sweet 16, and Janiyah, and I look forward to that. Get ready, you know, be kind of aware when you're going to do this traveling. There's some people that are still not getting on a plane. Some people are wanting to just do road trips and do that. Now, there's one thing I'm still not ready to do, and that's a cruise ship. I'm just not ready to get on that big tin can out there in that ocean with us still not completely behind, although they are going to be sailing, you know, out of a lot of ports. So that's also something to think about too. And then let's get ready and enjoy our summer, you know, protect yourselves from the heat. If you've got to be outside, make sure you have your sunscreen on. That's just a little marvel tip there, because let me tell you how important that sunscreen is. It protects your skin and allows you to be able to absorb that sun rays without having it have adverse effects on your skin. You definitely want to make sure. And it doesn't matter what color you are. They say that people with melanin in their skin can get out in the sun. But listen, let me tell you, that sun is still tough. So you as well. So now, that's it. So now I want to give you a quick rundown of our shows this week. On Tuesday, we have Doc Shep Speaks on Tuesdays, and she's at 11 a.m., and she's on Doc Shep Speaks YouTube channel and Texas Metro News. And then on Wednesdays, we have I Was Just Thinking with Norma Adams-Wade. She is from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and she's also on Blog Talk Radio as well as Texas Metro News Facebook. So you can call in at 646-200-0459 and have a conversation with Miss Norma. She'd love to hear from you. And then on Thursdays is Cheryl's Surprise. We've going to have some more shows planned for you as well. And then Fridays, you get to meet me again right here at 11 a.m. to 1 and enjoy also on Blog Talk Radio. You can call me and ask questions on Blog Talk at 646-200-0459. And then on Saturdays, we have Deborah Brown Stearns with The Connection for Positive Priorities and Common Sense. And she is from 12 to 2 on Blog Talk Radio and right here live on Facebook. And then on Sundays, we have The World According to Drew with Andrew Wiggum III from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. 646-200-0459. And those are a list of your shows. Be sure to get out. If you're out and about, check out the African American Museum. Check out some of your local restaurants, South Dallas Cafe, Smokey John's, Two Partners, and pick up your Texas Metro News and your Garland Journal as well. And be sure to get on our e-blast list. And all you got to do is email me, and I'll put that down here in the chat right quick. You can email me at editortexasmetronews.com. All right, and just leave me your email address, and we will put you on our e-blast list. Now, that's going to do it for me today, and I am so grateful to have shared these couple of hours with you, and next week, I promise you, we're going to have some guests, and we're going to just talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. So I'm going to leave you with my favorite song, My Girl, Mary J. Blige, and it is I Am Just Fine, because, you know, I love that song, and it speaks to me, you know, and it should speak to you as well. So enjoy your wonderful, wonderful weekend, and again, thank you for all that birthday wishes, love, that I got yesterday, and I will see you right back here next week.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to let it go. Can't let this thing called love get away from you. Feel free right now, go to you are my lady, so I must stay classy. Gotta keep it hot, keep it together.